Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Heyman.
Feels like an Arby's night.
MLB Network Insider. WFAN New York. Larry David Enthusiast. At John Heyman on Twitter.
Pretty good.
John Heyman.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. John Heyman joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We should tell you that John is brought to you by Miracle, the musical inspired by the Chicago Cubs. We're doing pretty good. It was fun to see the Cubs play the so-called Little League game. I was surprised that A-Rod said that before the game started that it was important for their two best players to get going, and he named Javier Baez and Anthony Rizzo. I guess he doesn't see much of Chris Bryant. Very strange.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's doing. I don't know if you saw the Screwball movie on A-Rod. That was rather interesting about Anthony Bosch. So maybe A-Rod was trying to draw attention away from the movie. I don't know. It's pretty ugly. I think all the Cub stars have done about what you would expect this year overall. Rizzo, Bryant, and Baez, if you look at their numbers, they've all been very good. They're all really good players. And there have been certainly been some ups and downs. None of them is probably going to win the MVP. Obviously, Baez just spectacular defensively as well. But, I think the Cubs, you look at the team on paper, they're the best team in that division. They should win that division going away. And right now, they are in a dogfight with the Cardinals. I thought the Cubs were the best team going in to the deadline, and they picked up Castellanos. Obviously, they got Lucroy later. They had gotten Kimbrel. They've done a lot with their team, and they're still tied. Somehow they're tied with the Cardinals, who, to me, they're having nobody with a great year. The only Cardinal who made the All-Star team was Paul DeJong, the shortstop, who was just a backup to Baez on the team. So they've got no excuse. There's no reason the Cubs should not win this division.
Hey, John, when you say Baez and you say Rizzo and you say Chris Bryant, is Eloy Jimenez the most explosive hitter in Chicago baseball right now?
I think potentially, yes. Potentially, he can be. He could be an enormous home run hitter. He could end up having a year like Alonso had this year, next year. I could see the potential in that. This year, he's still got some adjustments he's working on, and he's progressing, obviously, and I do believe he will be a star. They got a lot of guys on that team with potential, and I think they will be good, if not next year, the year after. I think they could be good for a long time.
You know, John, it's funny because I wouldn't argue with you about the Cubs, but the thing that is confounding to everyone was on display again on this 10-game road trip, which is they can't seem to win on the road. They finally did it. They finally won a series on the road against Pittsburgh, splitting in Pittsburgh and then winning in Williamsport. And that's the first road win of a series since May. I mean, the middle of May. Crazy.
Yeah. They're like 24 and 40, something like
25 and 39.
25 and nothing.
And
a little bit better.
Though?
Yeah, Williamsport. I guess that's pretty close to Pittsburgh, so that counts as Pittsburgh. But
right.
Bad. I mean, they're underachieving. I don't think there's any question about that. And I'm sure Joe Maddon is worried about his team, his job, everything else. They should win this division. They were the best team, as I said. They were the best team before they got Kimbrel and before they got Castellanos and the others. Cardinals, they did nothing, which I applauded. As I've said on the show, they should do nothing. The Cardinals are good at drafting and developing and not good at trading, so they shouldn't even bother doing it or signing. They're not good at it. So I get why both teams did what they did. The Cubs went for it, and they're still tied with the Cardinals, which is not where they should be.
The NL Central, the only division in baseball where there isn't a single team with a winning record on the road. What does that say about the division?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's got a lot of funny things about the division. It's certainly the tightest division. Milwaukee, who I didn't even mention, is right there as well. You know, I think it bodes well. If you look at the schedule for the Cubs, obviously a lot of divisional games, and the games outside the division, they don't play the Dodgers anymore. They don't play the Braves anymore, I believe. They're outside the division games. They've got San Francisco, San Diego. They got Seattle. They got the Mets. You know, Washington's pretty good. They really aren't playing any great teams. I'm not sure they're playing. I mean, I guess Washington is a game better than the Cubs, but they're not playing teams with records better than them. So other than Washington, one game better, going out, there's no excuse. If they don't make it, no excuse. The schedule's favorable. The team on the paper is excellent. Kimbrel is back. They're all back together, basically. So they've got no excuse if they don't make it.
Hey, John, you know, I still like Madden. I still think he has spark. He adds something to the dugout. I don't care how old he is. But when you look around baseball and you look at the couple of the coaching changes that have made during the season, an 80-year-old pitching coach for the Mets or Philly bringing in a 75-plus-year-old batting coach, isn't there any whiz kids out there to bringing in these spots? Or is it that type of experience you need to get into the minds of these young players?
It is interesting. It seems like Charlie Manuel, 75, you're right, sparked the Phillies, and he is a tremendous, tremendous hitting coach. And I don't believe that his great tips early on is what did it, but he certainly is beloved, and that has helped. I'm not an ageist. I'm glad that teams are appreciating guys who are older. Brent Strom might be the best pitching coach in baseball in Houston. He is over 70 as well. And Phil Regan, the Mets have turned it around. I don't know whether it's Phil Regan's doing, but he's certainly a very hard worker, very knowledgeable. You guys know him in Chicago many, many years ago. He was there. I'm glad to see that hasn't been a factor. In terms of the manager, it seems to have been a trend that they've gone for younger guys, less experienced guys, guys who are more willing to work closely with the front office and do what the front office says. So the trend right now does not favor Joe Madden. I'm not sure the relationship does going forward for him to get the job. The salary does not. I mean, nobody's paying a manager. I think Bob Melvin will be the highest paid manager who's on the books for next year, around $3.5 million. It's funny that Oakland has the highest paid manager. Bochy obviously retiring. Madden made $6 million this year thanks to the clause in his contract. They got him an extra million for winning the World Series, and of course, he should always be credited for that. But, I think at this point, I'm glad that he's optimistic. And good for him, and he is entertaining. I do think he is a good manager. At this point, I wouldn't be so optimistic if I were him.
John, what is the Ben Zobrist thing? Do you have any feel for this, and can you remember anything like this?
I don't. I know. I've been trying to think about it. It's the Cubs have been good to him. I'm sure he appreciates it. He is, you know, trying to work his way back. Could be there at the very end. I'm not sure he is. I mean, I keep hearing it's kind of 50-50 whether he's going to come back and play at all. So we will see. He had a couple moments. I think he hit a couple home runs early in his return games in the minors. So, I wouldn't count on it, is the way I would put it. I'm not sure that he's going to be back in Chicago.
I think they were in Memphis, but he played for Iowa. He was 2-for-8 with a double in the three games or whatever.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, so,
all right.
Help.
So, I mean, it's been obviously a very rough year for him personally, and, I guess he looked okay at bat early, but I wouldn't count on it. I don't know that he's going to be back in Chicago.
Hey, John, recently there's been a conversation about this slaughter rule, which I don't agree about. I'm just a baseball fan. I've never played the game. So you got the slaughter rule or you have the auto ump. What's worse for baseball, or is either of them realistic in the future of baseball?
Yeah, the mercy or the slaughter rule, I don't see that happening. That's not going to happen. I think people like to see the position players pitching, which is a new trend. If you pay to go to the game, you don't want to see a 4-inning game or 5-inning. I guess some people would say that the mercy or slaughter rule would still necessitate a certain number of innings, whether it be six or seven. I like to see the game played out, and I think that's the way it should be. I don't think that that's going to change. There might be discussion of it. The robo ump, I think we're still years away from that. There are games where I'm saying, you know what, we need a robo ump. There are some bad ones we've seen recently. But I still don't think it's been perfected, and whether that's an excuse or the real reason they're not doing it, I don't see that on the horizon either. Just a lot of discussion. Baseball, we tend to talk a lot about stuff, but we don't do that much.
He's John Heyman, Radio.com Sports, MLB Insider. And, John, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to or hear any of the broadcasts with the White Sox the last weekend, but they had Bill Walton. I don't know how to describe that one. It was pure madness. And then they had Michael Schur, who was excellent, I thought. And Michael O'Brien, whenever a guy says his favorite, he's wearing a Creedy T-shirt and says his favorite Sox player is Burley. I think that goes a long way with the fan base. But just outside the box thinking, what do you make of? I mean, the Walton thing was nuts.
Yeah, I mean, I heard parts of that, and then on Twitter it was repeated because it was so unusual. You know, I guess he doesn't really know baseball, but he is an entertaining fellow. I was surprised, but I mean, you know, obviously he's a basketball player through and through, and that's it. He didn't really know much. Every time the ball was in play, he thought it was a home run or going to be a home run. It was fascinating to see. He certainly made some interesting comments. You know, he thinks differently, and I thought that was great. I don't think that would work for 162 games, but for one game, I liked it, to be honest.
It was a lot of fun for about three
yep.
innings.
Three innings.
Then it started getting old.
Well, I got it mostly on Twitter. I didn't get it for nine innings, so you're a bigger fan than I am, but it was good. It was good on Twitter. I'll say that, yeah. Three innings, yeah, that's not going to be a whole season.
Hey, John, the Little League Classic that they had last night, is there other elements that the Major League Baseball is trying to introduce to grow the future generations and the interest in baseball like they did last night?
Well, they've been doing the RBI program for more than a decade now, trying to really get the inner city kids involved with baseball and choosing baseball over basketball and football, and you know, they're doing their best to try to bring back the young fans. I know that Vince Gennaro of Sabre says that what is it now, we're up to Generation Z. I don't know, the really young generation is starting to come back to baseball. It's that one generation, was it X, I think, I don't know, that kind of skipped baseball. I think they're making some progress. They need to do better, obviously. You know, baseball's up in terms of revenue, but the attendance has been down the last few years in a row. And this is a big thing. I thought the Little League game was great. I like to see Major League players show sportsmanship. They're shaking hands at the end of the game, and I don't know that the Little Leaguers believe that they actually do that for all the games, but it was nice to see for one game anyway.
John, thanks a ton. Always a joy. Appreciate
it. Okay, great talking to you guys. See you later.
That is John Heyman. He, of course, Radio.com Sports, MLB Insider.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.